at the School of Music can barely fit in the room so many have turned up for 3 days of rehearsing and a performance. They're composing and improvising, which is quite a challenge when there are around 40 people together. They're getting some guidance from two London-based professional jazz musicians. Bassist Vidal Montgomery was brought over to Lagos by the British Council and tells me he's hugely impressed by the students.
It's been absolutely fantastic. There's always a challenge with working with this many musicians, but to be honest, all of them have risen to the challenge. And the challenge is on me to basically keep up to pace with them. They're sharp, they understand exactly what's going on, they're very gifted.
When Vidal asks who'd like to improvise a solo in the middle of the piece, up steps Perpetual Atife with her soprano saxophone. 10% nerves, but 90% determination.
I've gained more confidence using my ears because, like they say, you have to trust your ears to be able to improvise. And from this workshop, I've been able to build my confidence, trust my ears, and use my ears effectively. It was interesting to hear the saxophones, hear the trumpets, hear the violin, everyone do the same thing and make good music out of it. So.
Adomechi Adelaja is full of flair on the trumpet and told me he's aiming to match or even blow better than Louis Armstrong.
You know, I once listened to one of Louis Armstrong's interview of how he went to Ghana to play, and over 50,000 Africans came to watch him. I was so surprised that a musician could actually pull that crowd. So since then, I've been longing to just be a great musician as such, even do better than he did.
So you want to do it as a career?
Yes, I'm taking this as a career. Actually, I was working somewhere in an office. I had to resign because I felt there was more to this than just knotting my tie every day, go to work. And
you didn't have the passion to stay in that office?
No. I didn't see that as a career path for me. So I felt just a waste of time. So it's better I just resign.
So smaller groups improvising and getting ready for the performance. Tunde Jegede is the director of music at the school and plays the harp-like kora instrument beautifully. He's been going beyond the traditional way of teaching. He brings together a big variety of musicians and gets them to use their ears to improvise more than their eyes to read. Tunde says they can do it well.
They have it. It's just pulling it out of them. And I think this process has really helped in that. Because otherwise, if you're studying a Western classical tradition and you don't fully understand, or you understand it from outside, it's a kind of outside-in experience. And what we are striving for more is an inside-out experience, that you come to things from your own. So even if you come to Western classical, you come from your own musical understanding and then meet that tradition. For me, that's much more healthy.
With just 3 days to prepare for it, the students put on an impressive, extremely lively two-hour show. Before Vidal Montgomery heads back to London, he tells me it's the Nigerian confidence that propels so many of these young musicians to excel.
They know internally that they can do anything, it can be done. And to be honest, I'm a big fan of football. It reminds me a lot of the spirit of the Nigerian team. Like, you know, the USA 94 World Cup, they were like, okay, we're obviously going to win it, so we need to book this hotel because it's nearer the fight. You know what I mean? And it's like, for me, it's really refreshing to work that way around, because if a problem comes up, then we just deal with it. But it's almost like, you know, if you've got confidence, you've won already, you know, that kind of thing.